Hello, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Alchemist Club. I'm Joe, your host and dungeon master for another thrilling D&D adventure. Joining me here today, we have
Daniel playing Chad Fleek.
Hey, all, playing Desmond.
I'm Zach, and I play Falrock.
Man, I play Leolin.
Waffle playing Tarjok Tycho.
We don't have any fan mail yet again. So who would like to recap what happened last time we played?
Something happened in the tower of the manor,
Yep.
and there was a big old rumble. I'm guessing Estio retrieved an artifact that was sealing a great evil or set off some kind of trap, or maybe just like blew a guy up. And we hurried over there. Ched put some people to sleep with a particularly grotesque bit of dragonmancy.
Bear
And
witness.
bow witness. And then
They
we
didn't
dropped the
witness because
door
they
directly onto
passed out.
Estio, and he loved it.
Yeah.
And he stood up after the door hit him. He's like, "Thanks, everybody. I really liked having a door on top of me." We're like, "You know what, Estio? We're just trying to,
We did it
we're
for
trying to
you.
connect." We
That's
just Desmond told us that when you were a kid, you really liked having doors thrown at you. So we were like, "What if we could bring back some of that childhood joy?" And then we were like, "All right, let's cheese it." And while we were cheesing it, we decided to steal the entire safe.
Yep.
And then I rode upon it as though a flying carpet as Earth Elemental Ched shimmied it along down the roads and alleys of Jux. And then
I started a
we
fight of
arrived
the upper
at our
class.
destination.
Yeah.
I like to think that the haul we retrieved from the manor was pretty good. Maybe a little less refined in our selection, but I like to think that fences like a little bit of variety in their job. It's like, oh,
Sarah, you've been
PvP
robbed.
brought in more gold. Oh, more jewelry. Oh, what's this? Team A brought in a beautiful gown?
I don't think that's. I
Well, I
press X to
do.
doubt. I'm pressing X to doubt.
And so we sold off all our stuff. Desmond was unable to convince Estio instantaneously to forget all his former traumas,
It's true,
and
he tried.
he tried. And then I believe we got paid by the Prince of Coin and are now deciding our future.
Well, we're getting information first.
Yes.
Yeah, something to do with what the place under the anchor, right? Wasn't that mentioned?
Oh, I
I
don't
don't think
remember
so.
this.
I am fairly certain it was just he was being cryptic about the conflict to come, and we're like, yeah, but we want to be on the right side. And he's like, I'm pretty sure you'll be on the right side. And then he was about to tell us something, and cliffhanger.
God, is that what happened? We did not record
Yeah.
last week because of work-life balance issues.
I gasp, and I'm sure we all gasp at the incredible thing that the Prince of Coin just told us, and we all share a look that says, "We must never speak this revelation aloud again
Oh.
because of what we've just heard blew our minds." Everybody nods in silent understanding.
No, because then I'd have to type it all out, and that sounds dumb. The Prince of Coin produces from beneath his robes, pants, shirt, whatever it is he's wearing.
He
Sometimes
can wear
it's
robes. I
all
don't
three.
judge.
His beggar's attire, his filthy rags, a mask of featureless mask of polished blue wood.
Whoa.
And he pu
What?
puts it on the table and he says, "Do you know what this is?"
I go to put it on.
No, I slap your hand.
Desmond, make an insight check for me.
Oh my goodness.
Can
Just gotta find the
I?
right-sided polyhedron.
So
You
when
all
you say
do a
a
history
mask,
check?
you can attempt a history check if you want, but it will be very difficult.
How's a
No, it's
21?
Arcana.
You can make an arcana check if you wish. We'll get to you in a moment, Desmond.
You could skip me.
Like a full face mask from like forehead to chin, or like a like a Batman and Robin mask. Okay.
It's not like an eye mask.
It's not a domino.
Okay. I mean, you say featureless. Does it have eye holes or anything? Or
it's a it's like a face sized block of blue wood that is.
So it doesn't
curved.
Even look like a mask, really.
It's you get a sense of maskness from it.
Okay. But like it doesn't even have necessarily like a nose slot or anything.
Nope.
Huh.
No eye holes, nothing.
No eye holes, nothing. Desmond, this has a very strong connection to Aquila.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I reach for it again.
This time I allow it because there's been long enough that I'm convinced it's not just a knee-jerk reaction to attempt to lick the nearest cursed object.
So the Prince of Coin kind of disappears the mask before you can lay hands on it.
I know what that is.
I'm the dumb one. What is it?
It's the mask of Aquila's Chosen. Right?
Which is what exactly?
I'm
still the dumb one. What is that?
I'll be the dumb one here with Leyland. What is the mask of Aquila's Chosen?
The Prince of Coin holds it up and kind of turns it around, and he says, "This is a mask of one of the proxies."
Yes.
Yep.
I'm just gonna remember the word.
Oh, okay. Chosen and proxy are very different, though.
It depends on who you're talking to, says the prince.
How do you know? How do you know? Hang on. There's a lot of questions here. How do you know about the proxies?
I know a lot about a great many things.
He's the Prince of Coin.
My business to know things.
When you say this is a mask of one of the proxies, to my knowledge, there is only one proxy that is aligned with Aquila. Are there multiple?
No, just one.
Okay, so we know this is... What was that guy's name?
How do you have it?
It wasn't Todd, was it?
No.
No, those were subdirectors. They weren't proxies.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm getting terms confused. Now I'm the stupid one. Yes. The proxies are the ones wearing the multicolor robe, which I don't know because that happened in a teaser trailer.
So how did you come across this?
Estia stole it for me.
Yeah.
Is that what he stole from the tower?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why?
And why wouldn't he tell us? If you're just going to tell us after the fact.
It was his operation, and his operation is over now, and the mask is in my possession.
Very true.
Estia didn't tell us because those are he's facts. Mad at
yes.
Why?
For a couple of reasons. One, having this will severely hamper True Church operations across the whole of the continent.
I like that.
Two,
I like that a lot.
Now I have it, which means I can use it myself.
Don't know if I like that.
Do you?
Why not?
Why?
Is it just a way to communicate with Aquila?
It does.
Are you bequeathed with some fraction of her power, or
that's what's generally accepted as nobody really knows what the masks do because only proxies of the True Church have them.
And what's your beef with the True Church?
They suck. I assume it's
well, yes, but And up to this point, we didn't know that the Prince of Coin knew of their existence. So this is a little bit of a surprise, wouldn't you say? So
I just assume everybody knows more than we do.
Oh, fair enough.
We're always the last to know anything, so.
But either way, my question still stands. Yes. What's your beef with the? Yeah.
My business is my own, but the True Church often abducts people for experimentation. The True Church often abducts my people for experimentation, and I wish to put a stop to that.
Fair enough. On that, we are agreed. Follow-up question.
Yeah.
Does this imply, then, that one of the proxies of the True Church is a Juxian noble?
That would be the implication, wouldn't it?
Specific family and probably noble.
The guy we just robbed, obviously.
Yeah.
it would the head of the house, logically.
Somebody
with him. Assumedly. Which is a question we never asked, of course, of whose house are we robbing?
Well, I would know which noble family we were robbing. Like, I just...
Would you?
Yeah. Yes, of course I would.
Okay, then, Tara Jux, whose house did we rob?
And I say the name because the name hasn't been given to me out of character. I think we did this last time where we were prepping and I asked about the various houses and we didn't come up with names on the spot.
So have you used the mask yet?
Is that even how that works?
Have you used the mask yet? No. Has the prince? You don't know.
I'm asking the prince. Have you used the mask yet?
I have not.
Okay. So you don't know what'll happen if you put it on.
Are we at all concerned here, and I look around a little bit conspiratorially, given what we have learned in the past of Aquila's, shall we say, possessive relationship over those she deems useful, and her complete willingness to encourage them to destroy their minds and become a more useful tool to her, are we at all concerned that putting on that mask is going to... maybe the exchange of power is not a one-way street kind of thing?
Well, I mean, even if there's a cost to using it, what if at the threshold it's just you need to be her chosen, and if anybody else puts it on, it either doesn't work or she finds out where the mask is and then smites you down or sends somebody to take it. You know,
or putting the mask on instantly converts you into a loyal foot soldier of Aquila.
Yeah, just I would not advise.
Maybe it only works for loyal foot soldiers of Aquila.
I wouldn't think it would be a good idea to put it on.
The prince, none of this is to say that we are going to directly interfere with you, of course. We would just caution you against taking any rash action that we might take.
I have a feeling this has been very calculated, and I don't think he needs that warning.
He raises an eyebrow.
I just want to make sure you're being more responsible than we are, sir.
That's not hard.
Yeah.
We're like
we are the last people to give advice. We are the last people to give advice to anyone about caution or thinking things through or anything like that, but you know.
Let me wear it. I'm probably the most qualified person here.
He vanishes the mask entirely back into his attire and says, I don't think so. I think that this belongs to me and will be used for my purposes if it's used at all.
Fair enough. Okay.
Then why bother showing us
You were quite insistent.
Yeah. It would have kept me awake at night. Now I feel much better.
About what was stolen?
I will say... What is your overall plan?
That is also a proxy. I I wish they would not be one of those two things, or maybe one of three things, the third thing being alive. I want to make them stop being one of those things.
Well,
still, like, besides ridding the continent of the true church, how do you plan to accomplish that by stealing things like the masks? Well, what's to stop them from making another mask?
That's a good question.
These masks require a considerable expenditure of power on Aquila's part.
Yeah.
Or probably the irrelevant god.
A high investiture.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
How many airship pips of power do you think that would be?
Do you really want an Aquila boat?
It just, like, the tree just turns into water.
Maybe we don't want to assimilate that.
We would, we need to get the mask from the nature god.
I don't know if we want any of the gods, like, connected to our ship.
We could get the light god's mask, and then the ship would be self-photosynthesizing. We would never have to land again!
I don't think light is the
only thing that powers the ship.
Yeah. Okay.
We need some earthly.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Mr. the Prince, thank you for sharing this, and thank you for lending some reassurance that we are working here on the same side. I hope that you find whatever it is you're looking for in the powers of this mask, and I hope that it assists both your efforts and possibly our own by proxy. Pun not intended.
Yeah, not intended.
I hope that your future business works out as well, whatever it may be.
Well, to future business, is there anything else you would require of us here in the city at this time? The longer we stay, of course, the greater the risk of discovery and the greater the risk of the hell that is the Juxian High Command coming down on us like a ton of bricks. So I would like to be here no longer than necessary if our work is truly concluded.
Of course. On your way. Do pay a visit next time you're in town.
Oh, but of course. And I've no doubt you have means to reach us if ever your need should become truly great.
I will get in touch.
Give us a jingle.
How long have you been working on that?
I just came up with it. I just came up
Perfect.
With it.
It's very good. I would like to give the Prince of Coin a flourishing, accented Juxian bow, the kind that is usually reserved for heads of state and beloved grandfathers.
Proxies of the true church.
Yeah, and proxies of the true church use it. And I look to the rest of the group. Do we have any remaining business here aside from collecting our earnings and then departing probably via Ched portal? Desmond?
You promised, and I crossed my arms.
What did I promise?
You don't remember?
Well, I promise a lot of things, Desmond. You're going to have to be really specific.
Okay, fine.
I
promised
a lot of people a lot of things.
Okay, fine. I spit on my heels and I walk out the door.
There's like two things it could be. Hey, hold up. I go running out after Desmond.
It's the second one.
Okay. yes, we are going to go hunt pirate ships.
No. That's the third thing. This is the second thing.
Oh, no. I think I've lost track of things.
He wants to go get his collection.
I gotta shake dirt.
Yep.
What?
Remember, he wants to go to the temple and get his tithe.
Church.
Yes.
Okay.
Which you stopped him from doing previously.
Not
that
that's gonna cost. Not that that's not going to cause a scene or anything.
No, that's.
I'm ready for a scene. I need to blow off some steam.
Let's talk strategy.
Yeah.
Ed, are you able to tree teleport us out of the city again?
I should be able to. Okay. Even if we just need to wait a day.
We'll just flush. That'll be the crescendo of this whole thing.
Well, yeah, so we've rested since the heist, so.
Yeah,
do you have tree teleport today? Because I'm thinking we go to the temple, Desmond shakes down the priesthood, and then we teleport out pretty much almost immediately.
Don't say anything to your son before you go?
Hey, maybe next time.
What before? Oh, yeah.
Maybe next time. We're not done.
His
boss has something I need.
To be continued.
Ooh, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Just to clarify, we're not visiting the mushrooms, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we need to.
I don't think it's necessary. They know what's up. We can always meet up with a different patch of mushrooms, and it's basically indistinguishable. So,
I wonder if I can access the network anywhere on the ground as a Myconid.
Oh, you could just like tap in as our fucking Starlink.
Yeah, we've. We don't need Wi-Fi. We just connect to the satellites.
Yeah. It's actually for Myconids, it's MyFi.
No.
Mycelial fibers.
No.
It is a fiber network.
It is a fiber network, yes.
Fibrous network, maybe? Down. Yeah, no, I have transport via plants, so.
Yeah, okay. Desmond, and I say this as I'm grabbing my hat and pulling it down over myself to become a portly-looking banker. Lead the way!
All right. This is going to be a great show. Hope you guys have tickets.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh wait, actually, Chet is borrowing my hat of disguise because he's harder to disguise. I think that happened
good.
Last time.
Yeah.
I'm just in a regular hat.
Sure. So you head down to the Temple of Aquila, which remains resplendent in the kind of temple district of the capital city. The five gods each have a very large and opulent temple here, along with one dedicated to the pantheon as a whole. And there is the Temple of Aquila with its shimmering fountains and dazzling reflecting pools. There are several acolytes about, like, sweeping the courtyard and checking the chemical balance of the swimming pool. It's a form of prayer.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm probably the highest ranking clergy member in the city.
Almost certainly.
Desmond, would you like any of us to go in with you, or are we just going to wait out here for you to
And wait for the temple to explode?
Yeah, what's the play here? Because you're in charge of this heist.
It's up to you. I hand you a little small, thin piece of water. It's like, here's a front row ticket.
You mean ice?
No.
I mean, after I let go of it, it just formed a puddle on the floor.
So my hands are just wet.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what? I do want to see this.
Come be reborn in the pools of the
corner. I'm keeping watch.
Yeah.
Probably for the best. Yeah, I don't want to go in with Desmond, but I will, like, I'll wander up the steps like I'm perhaps the kind of, you know, fair weather faithful who comes to church occasionally around like Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the pantheon equivalent of a creaster.
Yes, exactly. It's like I only show up when it's been dry for a really long time, and I'm like, "Hey, Aquila, we could use some rain."
Yeah. Okay, you go in. There are people dressed as proper, like, clergy of Aquila, chatting to the faithful, preparing for a sermon. blessing water.
All right. Yep. I grab my picture off of the wall, and I go, emergency clergy meeting, everybody in the pool, now.
My God.
Everybody looks around. All the clergy kind of, like, look at each other, and then they look at you.
And I'm holding the paper up right next to my face. I look a lot younger, but it's still me.
One of them breaks off, and he's wearing, like, the nicest robes. He's got the big holy symbol carved from unmelting ice, kind of like yours. Yeah. And a hat in the shape of a waterfall. And he's like...
Whoa, I need that elaborated on, please.
Nope.
Like a upside down waterfall?
I refuse to provide any additional context.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And he comes up to you and says, my brother in Aquila, what can we do for you?
What is he...
I need to teach you all something, a lesson that I've learned recently. It's on sacrifice.
I don't... Goodness, I'm not really sure how to take this. I see that you are a member of the faithful, but to simply stride into the high temple and demand the attention of the clergy, that seems a bit unreasonable. Perhaps you could discuss it with one of our brothers and...
what am I going to do here? No. I am the highest ranking official here, and I'm on a timeline. My friends can't wait. So,
on whose authority?
I just look up.
All of the fountains in the temple stop.
Oh.
Oh shit.
And the clergy all like go white as sheets, and then they tag along behind Desmond to the to the holy swimming pool, and the fountains start back up again.
Yep. So we go into the middle of the swimming pool, where it's not like the diving section or the kiddie area.
Yeah.
Everybody's like chest deep, and then I'll create a cylindrical pillar of ice to stand on.
They have to cancel the pregnant yoga class that normally takes place.
Yeah.
And the elderly water aerobics.
Oh. I go, my brother's in Cuthbert.
Cuthbert.
Cuthbert. My brother is in Aquila. That's a bit of a slip.
Yeah.
Anyway,
moving on.
My brother's in Cuthbert. Quilla. Damn it.
They're like, who's this Cuthbert?
Mm-hmm. I have traveled the world over in service to our most wet god. And I come to teach you today about sacrificing for Aquila and what that means for you in the future. Desmond pulls his shirt off and shows where his scar would be if he still had it, but he doesn't anymore. And goes, I gave all for Aquila when I first started. After my shipwrecks and, you know, I was left to die in the middle of the Eversea, Aquila came to me and offered me a second chance. However, that second chance cost me everything. I thought if I pursued Aquila and was able to, you know, meet the divine tenements that we all share, that in some way my sacrifice would be justified. You know, I thought that, you know, leaving everything I had behind, like we're all asked to, would be worthwhile. However, it's come to my attention that maybe that's not true. And maybe Aquila's sacrifice, what she asks of us, may not be returned in kind. So, this is the lesson I leave you. Aquila's sacrifice be very cognizant of what you give up, because you may not get everything that you give up in return. And then I just start like turning the swimming pool into just pillars of spikes as I make a small ramp for myself as I leave, in case of living the swimming pool.
Are you looking to harm them, or simply...
No.
Okay, you're trapping them there. No.
That's right. I'm sending them a message.
Okay. Give me just a straight d20 roll, please.
Okay. That is an 18.
Okay. So Desmond summons pillars up to match the one he's on and form like a little impromptu staircase down to the edge of the pool, as the rest of the water in the pool forms an intricate web of ice crystals, trapping the rest of the clergy in place. And you can hear muffled shouts coming from within the ice, but nobody is moving to assist them.
Yep. And then I take my quarterstaff to the donation box and I walk out. I don't take any money, though.
Yeah. Oh, you just break it on the floor and then leave?
Yeah, and you just leave.
God, when did Desmond become so cool? I follow along, starstruck.
yeah, that happened.
Taxi!
Now we can go do the third thing.
Why did you talk to Ezio like that?
What do you mean?
Well, because he feels like he's wronged Ezio, but the church has wronged him. I don't know. Well, we'll unpack that. We need to go find a tree, and then...
Yeah, that's our taxi.
Everybody...
Desmond hasn't put that together yet.
There are several... There's a little grove outside the Temple of Terran.
Ah, lovely.
Chet approaches a mighty oak and taps it with his staff of the woodlands and whispers to its branches.
75th and 3rd Street.
Are admittedly really, really high up, so they don't hear the whispering, but that's okay. Because it's an oak. It's really...
It's a very tall, yes.
Branches are high up.
Uh-huh.
There aren't any low boughs? Bows? Boughs.
Boughs.
So, we all just walk on in.
Yeah, Zoop. we form a conga line, because the thing is, the portal's only open for like 6 seconds, right?
For a round, yeah, so everybody has...
We all form a conga line, and we're running full tilt at this tree.
Yeah, it's like we're running into platform 9 3/4.
Yeah.
Where are you depositing the party?
Near the tree ship.
The best tree that we know.
There's a tree in the yard attached to the tree ship, right?
Yeah.
By Basil and
I think we could just use the tree.
I'm not sure that you can use the tree ship. I don't know.
Well, I don't think
while it's a tree, it's also
it
something.
It seems wrong at the same time, too.
Entirely. It does feel weird thematically.
Well, I'm just going to walk us out in the middle of a stairwell and be like, wait, where the fuck are we?
We couldn't use our tree ship because we have the anti-scrying teleportation.
Yeah.
Also, but don't use lady. Also, you don't want to use a lady blossom's tree.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not using that. I'm using the one by Basil and Ivy's house.
Yeah.
But like the whole thing is under protective ward. We'd have to pick a tree that's just in the
then that's
the
fine.
Mountaintop.
Uh huh.
That's fine.
Well, yeah, you'd know the trees there pretty well.
Yeah, there's one next to the baseball diamond.
Yeah. So we're back at the tree ship.
Yeah.
You are back at the tree ship.
Who do we want to do?
Well,
now what?
We are doing the third thing. Everybody, attention, captain on deck.
All the best things come in threes.
I immediately start playing with my abacus beads and firing up the engines. And I look over to Desmond and snap off a crisp Juxian military salute and say, "Captain, standing by to chart a course to the coast."
Eddie, hang on. Order.
What are your orders?
Is the tree even...
Yeah, what yet? Shape is
oh,
it
yeah,
in?
She's ready to go. Listen to that baby purr.
No. That's not...
Also, that's not purring.
Not purring.
That's creaking.
That's shaking.
Yeah.
It's creaking from damage.
Oh, no.
If we need to take a few days to let the tree heal up, I'm okay with that. But
yeah.
Desmond, what's the status of the tree? You would know best.
Yeah, I'm going to go sit down and check our charts.
The tree appears to be mostly healed up. The wards are active again. The shields, elemental shielding is ready to be deployed. But you probably shouldn't take it through any...
No direct use.
No, yeah, no combat, no, high-intensity maneuvering. A stately pace would probably be best.
If we left it for a couple days and Ched was able to work some druidic magic on it, would that be enough to get us at least, combat ready, or... Because, we need to fight a pirate ship with this thing, so...
We can do that later. It's not a big deal.
Okay. As long as you're okay deferring it, then I am.
Yeah, I mean, I was... In my head, Estio was going to be with us to do it, so...
Oh.
It's a father-son bonding activity.
Raiding a pirate ship.
It can wait.
He got his soup, but he's not satisfied.
That's...
Nope, I need...
That's so true. Well, in that case...
nothing we can do to... You have to take it easy, Helmsman.
Sure thing.
Something light duty.
I take us up into the air, keeping it below 60% throttle. And I guess in the absence of an immediate course, I will just head us towards Dangaea.
You know what we could do? We could go do ask some people for information on the other proxies to go take them out. Because if the Prince of Queen knows where one of them is, then we might be able to find another one.
I think we should share this information with our...
with your friends at the Iconoclasts?
Yes. Yes, we should.
Probably.
I'm like, oh yeah, we got three of those in the back.
We should at least... have a sending to let them know we've found more information that may be useful to them, but shouldn't just by the way.
Oh yeah, not. This needs to be an in-person meeting, even if they don't feel like dealing with us.
Even if they don't feel it, do they ever?
Yeah, probably not.
I know at least two of them won't want to deal with us.
So. Yeah.
Great and powerful DM. Where is Angloria Feywind at this exact moment?
Angloria Feywind is in the direction of Sildal.
Okay. It's been a while
he
since we used
not,
her, but
she is one of the two that will not want anything to do with us. Still.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still paying dividends off that wish. I think let's message ahead to I have to dredge all the names of the iconoclasts out of the deep storage. The cool punk elf, Barion.
Barion Yeldrin, yes.
I think he's one. Oh, ooh, are we gonna do the Sildal? Are we gonna do the Sildal arc finally?
I don't know if we're ready for the Sildal arc.
We never will be.
Kaelanon Zelaram is just waiting at the border with his arms crossed, his one hand tapping on the other.
He's just like, no.
He holds up a finger to the tree ship and you stop and turn around.
He holds out a gun to the tree ship. I will go ahead and message Barion just to say that we have some information that may be useful to you, smiley face. The usual spot. question mark?
He gives you a thumbs up emoji.
Cool. I'm going to chart a course for the Iconoclast headquarters on the southern edge of the continent. Taking it slow.
Real slow.
But with the camouflage up, because now we've been spotted in open combat with airships, and
yep.
Legends may have spread.
Probably. That's how these things work. It's going to be a few days before you get there. If not almost a week, because you are moving very slowly.
Yes.
So, what would you like to do with this ample free time? Or shall we simply skip ahead?
Should probably check in on our crew and passengers and all the
bunch. It's a good time to take stock of the personnel. We haven't really had a chance since the Valor of Jux.
Wait, hang on.
I know something I should do. So,
oh boy.
I need a moment with Desmond at some point. So.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Oh no, I know where this is going.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the orphans are still in the mansion with Basil and Ivy, right?
Eventually, like, you've been gone for a little while, like a few days. So
yeah,
they would have been let back out, and
yeah,
Basil and Ivy have just kind of been bemusedly keeping an eye on them.
Okay.
You know, keeping CPS away.
We can't get those orphans back to Hopsinopolis to their orphanage. We're banned. Or specifically, we were told to leave very sternly. Yeah. I don't think they want to see us right now.
Well, I mean, they could send like a glider or something to pick them up.
You took them away in the first place.
Yeah, what?
I know. So Desmond, they're fine.
Run me through what the plan here was, displacing these orphans. Did you have a destination in mind, or were you just like, hey, I'm going to take some orphans on a boat?
He took them down to the Eversea and was using them to fight pirates.
Yeah, I was using them as deckhands.
Yeah, how was that going?
Are they going to train? Well, they were trained to work on a pirate ship, and now they'll be trained to work on a flying tree. I don't see much of a difference, honestly.
Mm-hmm. All right, so be it. We should probably screen them through the guns just to make sure none of them can inexplicably activate the tree ship weapons. That might be useful.
One of them shoots teddy bears.
There's some kid there that's like 1% hatchling on his mother's side, and
he fires ketchup out of the crystals.
Yeah. Oh, it'll go great with the mayonnaise printer.
Yeah, sure.
We can finally open a hot dog stand.
Yep.
Finally, that's what this has been building to the whole time.
It's all there in the subtle foreshadowing.
How far is going to pay for his wedding?
I think the only thing I'm going to do during this trip is a little bit of treetop meditation, trying to sift out any useful audio cues from the surroundings, from ahead. Just, you know, keep an ear to the ground, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Leyland, what is the thing that you want to do with Desmond?
Well, I guess the question is, where's Desmond spending most of his, like, alone time, I guess?
Desmond is in his office or in the chapel, but instead of, you know, praying to Aquila, he's more, like, trying to focus, like, blocking everything out, like, more of a meditation style.
So at some point when, like, you're finishing up a meditation, Leyland pops out and's just like, hey, wanted to give these back to you, and you can go ahead and punch me. I'll give you this one for free this time. and I hand him the letters to SDO. So
I grab them and I look at them a little bit and I go, "You read these?"
No, didn't read them, just kind of saw their contents, and when you decided to turn your brain into scrambled eggs with the
Hang on. Can we take a step back and pick apart the distinction between reading and seeing the contents of a letter?
Well, I think just seeing that who they were addressed to. Did I spend my night just flipping through them and everything? No.
I take my really nice leather captain's gloves off and I just take them across your face. In like the most gentlemanly way I can think of. You go, okay, this would have been great like 3 days ago.
Would you have even known you still had them?
Of course I knew I still had them.
When you turned your brain into whenever you did what you decided to do, what would have stopped the other you from just picking them up, not realizing what they were, and just throwing them away? Only reason I took them was for safekeeping or hoping that we could use them in some way to get the old you back.
Well, now you do. And now I can't use these for what they were intended for. So, thanks, I guess.
Well, I would have given them back sooner, but just we've been a little busy and I didn't exactly know what soup meant, so...
That's fair. That's a little more than fair. It just starts, you know, welling up.
Oh.
He's like, Glalen, I don't know what to do.
Desmond cries with his whole body.
That's right. Yes.
When he says welling up, he means he's leaking.
That's right.
You still have them. You can still send them.
I can't do it. If I could have, I would have done it a long time ago. And I hand it back to you. You're going to have to do it. You took them from me. And honestly, if I write any more, I'll give them to you too. But
I didn't have the...
That's right.
By right of
you couldn't do it then. I can't do it now. So... In a manner of speaking, I guess I'm almost kind of glad because now maybe there's a chance he'll actually get to read them sometime.
So, are you saying you want me to keep these and try to get them to him?
On your honor, yes.
Well, honor is a strange word to use, but I will do my best.
Well, he can't say on your life because, as we've established, Leyland's life is pretty expendable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and Desmond's the one who expended it, so.
Well,
I will do this for you.
We consider us even.
We can both try to set us right.
Yeah, and your shoulder gets really wet as he taps you on the shoulder. Do you want something to drink?
You know what? Why not?
All right. Then we'll go back into my hidden stash and
Maybe some of the decent stuff, not the shit that you
I have decent stuff now. Yeah, that's also where I'm keeping my secret chest.
Yeah,
just while we're hanging out. Stuff.
Yep. All right. On that heartwarming and touching moment, I think we're going to wrap up this episode. Really quite something. Honestly, I wasn't expecting most of that. So, I've been Joe, your host and Dungeon Master, for another thrilling D&D adventure. If you wish to get in touch with us, you can do so at thealchemistclub88@gmail.com or thealchemistsclub88@gmail.com. You can find us on any podcast hosting platform you may care to peruse. Matthew, what are our socials?
Find us at @thealchemist_club on Twitter and @thealchemistclub on TikTok.
And our intrepid adventurers today were...
Daniel, playing Chet Fleet.
Cahill, playing Desmond.
I'm Zach, and I play Falrock.
Matt, and I play Leyland.
Waffle, playing Tara Jux Heiko.
Thanks for joining us.